Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jessica Valenti is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, and Jessica is the founder of the website Feministing.com. She is one of the top 100 inspiring women chosen by the in the world, by the way, chosen by The Guardian, no less in the world. In fact, it may even be in the galaxy, for all we know. Why Have Kids is her new book. A new mom explores the truth about parenting and happiness. And she's here to talk to us about that very question. Why have kids? Jessica Valenti, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Congratulations on your book, and congratulations on being a mom.
Thanks.
So before you were a mom, did you think about this question?
No, I didn't. And I think that's part of the problem. I didn't think about this question mostly because I always knew that parenthood was something that I wanted to do.
Okay.
But it is a question I think that more of us should ask ourselves before we get into it.
But now, I asked you about your daughter, and I know I could tell by what you said that you're in love with your daughter. So why you always wanted to have children. You thought that that was what you wanted to do. You have a child now, and she's perfect. She's wonderful. And so what's the problem?
I think the problem is that we're not kind of getting to enough practical solutions when it comes to taking on the challenges of parenting. I really wanted Why I Have Kids to be a book that was for parents to start a conversation about what we can do to make our lives a little bit easier. Maybe that means, talking about the everyday challenges, and maybe that means talking about kind of the bigger, more political, broader challenges as well.
Let me ask you a question.
To have a conversation.
What part of the conversation between a couple anticipating or discussing whether to have children or not, what part of that conversation does politics play?
Well, I think politics plays a lot of it, to be honest, especially when you're thinking about kind of personal at-home politics, when you think about who is going to do the majority of child care work.
Okay, so you're talking, you mean politics, little p, you mean, you're really talking about an understanding among the couple, not politics as in Democrats, Republicans.
No, I mean that too, because I think that as parents, mothers especially, we have a tremendous amount of political power, and we could be fighting for things like paid parental leave, subsidized child care, things that would kind of lessen the financial burden of having children.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the little p part about mm-hmm. the politics of parenting, who's going to do mm-hmm. what, all those kinds of things. Men have evolved these days. I mean, 21st century men are more evolved than our fathers or grandfathers were typically, aren't we?
Yes, that's absolutely true. More men in America now are doing more child care work than ever before in decades past. That said, women still do the bulk of child care labor, and it's mm-hmm. actually been shown that that's one of that that inequality is one of the reasons for a lot of parental unhappiness.
That kind of bugs you, doesn't it, Jessica? I mean, that comes across in your book that kind of bugs you that that's still the case.
Yeah, it does bug me. Not only because I think it's unfair for women, but I think it's unfair for dads too, that there's this expectation that fathers shouldn't have as big and as important a role in their children's lives.
Let me say this, Jessica. I agree with that because when my children were little, I was so busy making the living. I look back now, and their mother did not work because that was a decision we made together that we would invest in our children by giving them her time. But I look back and I see that she got a lot of things that I didn't get in those days.
Yeah.
And so I do regret that. I have to tell you, I do regret that. But there's one thing I want to ask you. There are two things that I think contribute to the women doing a lot of the stuff part. And that is that gets it sort of upside down, inequitable. Number one, there's no question that women are more natural at nurturing. I'm sorry if that sounds feminist, but I believe that, number one. Number two, women come to the job with a pretty high degree of capacity, I should say, to feel guilty about what they are, what they think they should be doing, much more than men do. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, and that's a big part of the problem.
It's self-imposed,
Jessica. We have this tremendous amount of shame and guilt, a tremendous amount of shame and guilt that comes along with parenting for mothers. Anything that we do, we feel like we're not doing it well enough.
But it's self-imposed, Jessica.
Oh, I don't think it's self-imposed. I don't think it's self-imposed at all. When you have a mainstream media kind of putting out this message again and again of this is the proper way to parent, this mom is a bad parent, you know, the mommy wars are really something that is created by the media and stoked by the culture wars. So I don't think it's self-imposed.
But you don't believe that these things that we've talked about, do they all add up to a conclusion by a couple that maybe we shouldn't have kids?
No, I mean, I think in most cases that's probably not going to happen. I think most people still want to have families. They want to have kids. But I do think there's nothing wrong with going into it with your eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting has become kind of the default expectation instead of a proactive decision. And I think it's much more important that we have children and that decision is made proactively and we're thinking about it and we're doing some critical thinking before we go into such a life-changing institution.
So what it sounds like you're talking about is parents should realize that the whole parenting process and raising children in today's world requires you to be prepared for a lot of influences that you need to be to defend yourself against. Is what it sounds like to me.
I think that's absolutely right. That we need to know where all these messages are coming from. We need to be prepared.
Right.
The emotional guilt, but also for the practical things as well.
And that's the essence of your book, not the conclusion that maybe you shouldn't have kids, right?
No, that's I have a 2-year-old, so definitely not my conclusion.
Hold on to that thought, Jessica. We're going to come right back and talk some more about her new book. Fascinating book, folks. I'm glad she wrote it. Why Have Kids by Jessica Valenti. 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.